Okay, today's daf is Vachav daf Samachay, and we are in the middle of the Mishnah over here, Samach Dalem Abay Samachay Man Aleph, parallel Mishnah that we've had elsewhere, as we'll talk more about in a minute. And the Mishnah is describing pigul, once again, this type pigul when it comes to birds, Chata Sa'of and Olaf Sa'of. And the same rules are apply to birds as it does to animals in terms of which karbanos. The Mishnah described how chata shelo lishma is going to be pasul, even a chata shelo lishma in part of the avodah is going to be pasul, and also a shelo lishma thorn in chatos is going to ruin pigul. It's not going to be yakrev amatrik and mitzvaso. And the Mishnah went on to give the exact same cases, thank you, as we had earlier in the Masechta. The discussion that we had earlier also, just to remind ourselves, and that is, the Gemara says, said earlier, that if the Kohen thinks about Pigel, he gets an Issa Daraisa. Lo Yichashev. He's maybe Mazik, maybe he has to pay for the Karbon. The Rambam says it by a Pigel thought, that it's a Hezek Shidonika, and if you pass Kishbe Hezek, you have to pay for the Karbon. The Mishnah Melech had the suffix, maybe you even have to pay for the Karbon of Eshelo Lishma. Even if it's going to be kosher by the others, but it's all by Moshem Chov, the owners are going to have to bring another carbon. So there also, Sidisa Daraisa, there is a discussion in the Achronim why there isn't Malkus on the Machsheves Pigel. Right, you get another there, but why isn't there Malkus? You're going to tell me it's a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa, but the Gemara says that if there's a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa, but it has an effect on an item, so that is Ikru Maisa. For example, the Ba'edim Zomim in the Gemara has a line of Ikru Maisa, and by Temura, where my words accomplish something that both the animals now are hektish, so that accomplishes something and you get Malkus by Temura. So here too, the question is asked by the Menchas Chinuch, by others, why there isn't Malkus here. So they all try to give different answers. Maybe at root, it's a Psol Machshava, even though it causes a Maisa, but that's just a discussion that one should look into in the Menchas Chinuch. Rabbi Chanan in Chelek Beis discusses the concept of psul shelo lishma, and he quotes Rabbi Chaim. And he quotes Rabbi Chaim in Chelek Beis Simen Chaf Beis, where Rabbi Chaim suggests, and Rabbi Chanan expands on it, that the psul shelo lishma is not a posel. Not a posel, but rather is not a machshavasha poseles. It's just a lack of lishma. After all, says Rabbi Chanan, and we know, we learned back on Daf Beis, that stam lishma when it comes to karbanos. Unlike other contexts, which might be stam shalos, even if you don't think anything, it's going to be kosher. But why is shalol lishma a problem? Because shalol lishma represents a lack of lishma, and he proves that it's not a machshava poselas. Hatamu mishum chisaron lishman, veina tam mishum de machshava shalol lishma havi machshava poselas. V'had de kasher belochashav klal haynim mishum de stamal lishma koi umeelav havi lishma de bechol makom shetzarach lishma. Whenever you need lishma, ein kavana shetzarach adam lachavin lazeh kamo b'mitzvah srichas kavana. As we've mentioned, lishma is not the same as mitzvah srichas kavana. Mitzvah srichas kavana means you need positive kavana. Srichas kavana. Ela debeina sheyadavar miyuchad lazeh. Lishma means the item has to be designated for a certain purpose. That's what lishma means. Where do we have lishma? By get, by tzitzis. Come up a get, beina sheyashtar miyuchad. Va'omin legerusha isha zos. V'gzeras hakasev hu, da'yichad hazeh tzorech lomotavka b'shas ksiva. V'lo achar kach. When it's at the moment of its creation, you have to make it. The ain hektish leget, the chain sitzes. Beina shiyachutin miyuchadin vaomdin lemitzvah sitzes vayichras etzorach lasosu davka b'shas tviya vitzviya. You have to spin it. You have to make the threads. You have to make the get. At shas asiya is when you have to designate the item. Avo bekachim mishashik dishal karbon. But by kachim, at the moment that I sanctify this as a karbon, hari hein miyuchadin vaomdin lekarbon, it already is designated automatically. What else am I doing when I'm machter something? V'alkein lo beinan machshev. The Kohen doesn't have to think during the extra every step of the way in the Avodah, Lishma, Lishma, Lishma. As long as he was Makdash, it's Stamma Lishma. Avalam Chasha Beferish Shelo Lishma, Baze Akar Osan Miyuchudan Hakodem. You have uprooted their previous designation. You haven't spilled something on it spiritually. You haven't tainted it. You've removed something. In Rabbi Chanan's language, the shuv ain't om din lishman upsula mishum chisaron lishman kemo betitzes v'im kain had the mifsali, and therefore back to our mishnah had the mifsali bechashav lishman v'shalol lishman. When we say there are different avodas, and you think part of it lishma, part of it shalol lishma, what's the problem? Is the shalol lishma making the lishma ruined, or is it removing the lishma? So it says Rabbi Chanan, "Eina tam mishum de machsheves shalol lishma posel esbahen ela de machsheves lishman ki agavna eina karaui to be ina she davar miyuchad rak l'shem zebavad v'lo l'shtei dvarim v'shaper yishlo motzitzes bikachem." And that's how you can even learn compare all these lishmas we had earlier on that base. We learned compared it to get. What does get have to do with kachem? The answer is, if you say it's about a problem, posseling, making the carbon like a malbum, remember the Rambam's mashal of a kohen who ruins a carbon is like matamum b'kachem. So that's beside the kohen, beside of what he does in terms of ruining it. But in terms of lumdis, says Rabbi Chanan, it's not true. Matamum b'kachem is ruining the carbon. But having a machshava shalol lishma, that is not ruining the carbon. That is just removing the designation of the carbon. By the way, he doesn't talk about it here, but you might be mechalek between shalol lishma and pigel. Shalol lishma might be a pure lack of something. Pigel in a chinami might be a ruining, a machshava haposelis. So that is an important Rabbi Chanan in Kovach Yerim, Chelik Beis, Simin Chav Beis. Okay, now we continue. So we have the Mishnayos related, the Mishnah related to all the discussions of pigel. Remember, also, just the important shita that we don't hold of, we paskin that only the kohen could create pigel, not the owner, but we had back on Daf Mem Zayin, the last few lines of the fourth parak, that even the Bailim could create pigel. And that's what we had the 80 answers to. How is it that Bailim could create pigel if so, then the Isha Sota would always think pickles, she would ruin her carbon, and then it would never work. So Rabbi Savegel get in the Gvur Shmodim had given all of those answers. Okay, so we continue now. We're on the fourth line on Samachay Amad Aleph, right after having the parallel discussion that we had in the previous Mishnayos. Just a Ha'ara Tosfos on Amad Beis. Tosfos just asks, because I don't know why you have all these Mishnayos that say the same thing. No answer given. Tosfos, the second Tosfos on Samachay Amad Beis, turn over for a second. Ketzad Karva Matir. Kol Hanach Mishnayos Dehacha. And you know what? We're going to have them again in Menachas. Not only will we have them by Behema and by Oph, we're going to have them by Mincha. The same triple, three times. Udeper Kama de Mechoda Ude Menachas. Tzricha Ledakik Amai Tzrichi Kulu. It's all the same rules. If you think Shalol Lishma part of the time, the difference between Achatas and Anola, the same halachas, why they all listed again and again. So Tosas just makes that Ha'ara that we don't exactly know why that is. Okay, fourth line. Lechol chat kizayis bachutz. Kizayis bachutz. If I think of eating a kizayis bachutz on lamachar, so that's going to be a lack of yakrav matar kibitzvaso. Right? Lamachar, it makes a pigle, but bachutz ruins the pigle. Or kechatzi zayis bachutz, kechatzi zayis lamachar, or half and half, kechatzi zayis lamachar, kechatzi zayis bachutz, doesn't matter what order, pasul ve bokares. In all these cases, the carbon becomes pasul, but if I eat the carbon, I am not chayiv kares. Puzzle, not pickle. Amr Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda said earlier, Zeklal, no. Im machsheves hazman kadmal machsheves hamako, pigle v'chayav v'lav kares. If the pigle thought came first, then that's pigle. Rabbi Yehuda says, right when I think a thought, it gets itself rooted into the carbon, and it does not let any other designation come onto this carbon. Once a carbon is pigle, it's always pigle, even though, ironically, it's not pigle until the whole avodah is completed. So you might say, how can it get a designation before you do Zrikas Hadam? It's not pigle yet. Yet, that's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda. You go by the first thought. But if the Machsheves HaMakom came first, about the wrong spot, Pasul Vein Bokaris. That is Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. V'chachamim Omrim, if you have the Girsa, Zevezeh Pasul Vein Bokaris. No, it doesn't make a difference, as the Tanna Kamma said. Last line, le'echol kechatzi zayis ulahakter kechatzi zayis kasher she'ein achilav atar mitzarfin. Same exact thing as we had earlier. If I have in mind to eat a half a kezayis and burn a half a kezayis, that is not mitzarif. They don't combine because achilav atar cannot be mitzarif. Fine, so if we don't think about it too deeply, so we can just say, okay, this is a repeat, no problems. The problem is, if I think about it a little deeply, a little under the surface, this last line shouldn't be there. Because what does the last line say? Achilan Akhtar Mitztarif. Ask all the Achronim, what's the Hechi Timsi? What's the Havamina that Achila and Haktara could be Mitztarif? In Olas Ha'of is totally burned. Achadas Ha'of is totally eaten. So where do you have one carbon where you could say, oh, there's a Havamina that the Achila and the Haktara are going to combine? Kamashvon, the Mishnah says, don't think they combine. There's no Hechi Timsi. We're talking about birds. We had yesterday, what was the line? Remember the second wide line on Sabbath Tal and Abayz? By Chadas Ha'of, Ein Mizbeach El Adama. The only thing the Mizbeach gets by Chadas Ha'of is the blood. And we're going to have a little more. We had yesterday also. What do you do by the Olas Ha'of? You cut off its head, you throw the head, and then you lose the Melach, and you throw the rest of the body. So the coin doesn't need anything by the Olas Ha'of. So Mimanavshach, what's this line? What's the Chitimsiya that this line is talking about? So a couple of answer. This is the question of Minchas Chinuch, right? According to Minchas Chinuch, another Achronim. But what is the suggestion? So says the Ola Shlomo. The Ola Shlomo says, along with the Keren Ora, the Ola Shlomo says, "Oh, we had earlier that a lot of pigel goes by what language you use. So you're right. Let's say we're talking about an Ola Sa'of, which is all burned on the Mizbeach. But what if you used a language of Achila, because Achila's Mizbeach is also called an Achila. So let's say you say, Kechati Zayis Haktara, and Kechati Zayis Achila's Mizbeach. So it's the same thing, really. It's both burning on the Mizbeach, but use a different Lashon. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That even there, Achila v'Haktara would not be Mitztareif, even though it's both Haktara. But because you designated it, used a different Lashon, so that is why it would not be good. This is the Minchas Chiddush. He quotes it, Kuf Mem Dalet, Os Beis. And he quotes, Yesh Lomar de Masisit Mayer Ba'olas Ha'of, U'Bachati Zayis Chishei Shevtochlu Ha'eish Shalom Mizbeach L'machar, U'Bachati Zayis Chishei V'la'haktir L'machar, Ein Mitztarefin, Afta Achilas Gavoa Mikri Haktara, even though it's basically the same thing, Mikol Makom Kivan Da'afke, B'lashon Achila Ein Mitztarefin. That's the Chiddush, number one. The Ola Shlomo, fine. Number two, second idea is maybe, we're going to get back to this, but maybe two birds brought together, one kan, the Homo Sechus Kinim is about this, if you have a pair of birds, they really form one carbon. Even though they're one's a chatas and one's an ola, but we're talking about a case, what if you bring two birds together? They're viewed as one carbon, and therefore you can have the achila from one and the akhtara of the other. That's a possibility. We'll get back to this also, Be'ezrat Hashem, but if you remember the Olav Yoreitz, right, or sometimes, right, the carbon that's brought in Parshas Vayikra for certain Averos. So, if you're very rich, you bring an animal, big cow. If you're not so rich, you bring birds. What do you bring for the birds? Echal Achatas v'Echal Ola. And if you're very poor, so then you're going to bring flour. One Achatas, one for Ola, it's one Avera you did. Ah. But sometimes, maybe bird, if you bring two birds together, is viewed as one carbon. Where does one carbon? And that's why here too, maybe that's what it is, that's what it's talking about. The Yosemeach has one final suggestion, and that is in Psulei Hamukdashin, Perak Yud Gimel. He says he has a suffix, but he says based on that suffix, I can give an answer. We never spoke about this. Is there a shear for thinking pigo about Shvicha Shirayim? We said, if you think about Shvicha Shirayim, is not an avodah, that's ma'akev. If I didn't pour the leftover blood, so it's not ma'akev. But it is called an achilas mizbeach. There is pegel if I think about doing Shvicha Shirayim l'machar. Is there a shear you have to think about for Shvicha Shirayim? Because we had a machlokas already, do you have to make sure that there's blood left over? The Sfas Emes was medayik in Rashi earlier in the Masechta that you don't. There's only, if you have it, you have it. If you have it, you have it. And Tosfos said you should really try to have it. Maybe it can be mechalik between different karbanas. Right? We had that discussion earlier. We need another chazara shir to chazar some of these halachas. But anyway, says the Ar Sameach, there's pickle if you think about Shvicha Shirayim. Mis tafakna, I have a suffix. Bedina de chashav lishbok shirayim l'machar. Tahavi pickle. De chashiva achilas mizbeach. Imboish yechashiv bekizayis. Lishbok shirayim l'mizbeach bekizayis. Ukmo bahaktara. Olo boi kizayis. Kivan shelo shamanu shir b'shvicha shirayim. Rak ma shenishar u'shofech al yisod. V'lo b'lo shir. But says the Ar Sameach, if you say that you need a shir, so then you can answer up the Menchatz Chinuch's kasha. Because how could you have an achil akhtar together? So shvicha shirayim is an achilas mizbeach. So if you think chati zay is haktar, red chati zay, shvicha shirayim. So that, but you'd have to say that you need a shir First Shvi Chashirai. But that's his suggestion. If you say that, it's like an Imtim Salomar in the Ar Sameach. Imtim Salomar, you would say that you need Shvi Chashir for Shvi Chashirayim, so then that's the suffix here. At the end he says, maybe you don't even need an answer to the question. Maybe it's just a Shigra Delishna. This Mishnah, as we said, is a copy of the previous Mishnah, so it threw in this line too, even though this line really is not that, you know, it's the Mishnah Tzal Yochidish. It's just impossible. That's what he says at the end. He says, "V'nira de shigiras lishna de zvachim u'menachas tanat tani." He says, maybe you can say that it's just said there k'dei nasva, as it said, and not that it really means the Mishnah is telling you to pass it. Okay, either way, you have three answers: the Ola Shlomo, the other answer about two birds meaning one, and the Ar Samech. Gemara, Tanu Rabbana, v'hikrivo. We bring the carbon. Matabalomar. What's the chiddush of hikrivo? Lefishin emar v'hikriv min hatorim o min minei hayona. Because it says you could bring from the ravens or from the doves, and it's all plural. Torim and bnei yona. Yachol hamisnadiv ovlo yifchos mishnei paredin. Amazing havamina. You might think you can never just bring one bird. You might think you always have to bring two birds, because it says Torim and Bnei Yonah, Tamaloma v'hikrivo. You should bring it singular, afilu preda achas yavi. Even one preda. We're going to have a whole brisa, we're going to dash in all the words from this pasuk, but the first line, v'hikrivo, that word teaches me you can even bring one bird. The Briska Rav says, if you look closely at the Rambam, it seems like the Rambam, though, has this idea, even l'maskana. Even l'maskana, there is an idea. If you look in the Griz in Meiser Kabanas, and it's quoted here in the Dvir HaKodesh. Dvir HaKodesh at Shin Tzadiches, and I think it's been a while since we've used him. The Dvir HaKodesh in Shin Tzadiches says, you look in the Rambam, and this is the diak that the Griz makes, the language of the Rambam, Meiser Kabanas Yudala Beis. Afilu preda achas shel torim o bnei yona mevim osa b'shutfis. Even one bird partners could bring. So ask the Grizz, what do you mean even one bird? What's the Chiddush? Partners can bring whatever they want. Bring a bird. What's the even? Even one bird. Says the Briska Rav, you know what? Really, one bird is half a carbon that you're allowed to bring. Even l'maskana, you see from the Rambam, that this Havamin in our Gemara holds. You might think that you have to bring a kan. A kan is a carbon. Two birds! That's the shear of a carp. An animal, you can bring an animal. And mincha, you can bring a shear of a mincha. Birds, two. A pair of birds. Kan. Right? That's how it works. You're allowed to bring one. That's only because the Torah allows you to bring half a carbon. But lumdus wise, it's really one. And they said, Vatamua, my kamash blood Rambam was ever. He did shudfis toli be carbon katan or gadol. And he quotes the Briska Rav, which is in the Grizzle Rambam, to be MS carbon of who stay tar mo stay bnei yona. The kahu carbon shalem shell oaf. That's a whole bird. Avo be MS carbon shalem be overak stay bredis. Right? And then he quotes from Rashi and Mesachas Krisus, to prove this. And he says, you know what the proof is? Exactly what I said before. What I said before is, carbon olaviorid, echel olav echel achatas. What would be the havamina? What would be the havamina that you need this pasuk that the hikrivo to teach me that you could bring one? You might have thought you could bring two, but inema davi beis carbonos imke matzino vas preda achas. Amai havamina to yifchos mishnei predim. You see that you bring by an olaviorid echel olav echel achatas. You see two different carbonos. It must be that it's only one carbon. And that's why it's a hava, meaning that it's all of you together. He quotes other daf readers as well. But that is the Briska Rav's diuk on the Rambam, l'maskana, this idea holds up. That really two is a package. Viter in the Gemara, darshli in the next phrase, el hamizbeach, mata malomar, what is the Torah teaching me by that phrase? Hakohen. Why does it teach me hakohen? Look, v'olo kohen. To be kovea a kohen, for this avoda, meaning for Malika. Malika, I might have thought that maybe otherwise not, but the Torah is teaching me that the Kohen is the one that has to do the Malika. Sheyachol, because I might have said another idea. Valodinu, because logically, I could have said that a non-Kohen could do it. Uma ben son shekavalot tzafam, lo kavalot Kohen, if by an animal carbon, one needs to do it in the north, by kachay kachim. You need to do that in the north. And yet, a czar could shech the animal. Oh, shuk lo kavalot safon, ain't a dinsha lo ikvalo kohen. But a bird, who but you could do it, it's not kovei and kovei safon. Right, we had, you have to do some of the birds on the top of the Mizbeach, Machlokas, Balamar, Ravid, but there wasn't a Kfiyas Makob Tzafon, so surely you shouldn't even need a Kohen to do it. Tabalomar, El HaKohen, Likvalo Kohen. That's what it says, HaKohen, to teach me that Malika must be done by a Kohen. Viter, Yachol Yimlakena Besakin, I might think that Malika could be done with a knife, Vidinhu, instead of the Kohen's fingernail, Vidinhu, and logically this is what I would say, Uma Im Shrita, Shlo Kavalo Kohen. Kavalah Kli Shchita, which does not require a Kohen, and yet requires a Kli. How do you know? We're going to have the Gemara later on. Rashi quotes it right here. You know, from the Akedah. Right? Avram took the Ma'acheles. Avram took the, look, the knife. So, if Shchita, which does not require a Kohen, Kavalah Kli, but requires a Kli, Malika, Shekavalah Kohen, did she equal a Kli? So Malika, which requires a Kohen, surely you should require a Kli. So Tabalomar Kohenu Malak, that's why it says Kohenu Malak. Yeah, therefore, how do you know it from that phrase? The following, Amar Rabbi Akiva, V'chisala Daitacha, Shezar Karev Lagabi Mizbeach. Does the Havamina that a Zar could go up the Mizbeach? So what do you mean, Kohenu Malak? Elamat Tabalomar Kohen, Shetehe Malika Ba'atzmo Shel Kohen. To teach me that Malika must be done with the body of the Kohen himself, not with a Kli, it's got to be done with his fingernail. That is darshaning that phrase. Again, the Griz comments. I don't know what the Nafkamina is, but just two hours, one from the Griz and one from Abachanan. The Griz says on page Mem Zayin, Psulim Mukdashim here in the Griz al Rambam, that even though Malika must be done with the Atzmo Shel Kohen and Kmitza must be done with the Atzmo Shel Kohen, there's a difference between the two. In the words of the Griz, you have to see what question he's trying to answer. Malika is the Hanira Lomar Bakavanas Devrayam. Be'emes, Lo Damya Klau Malika La Kemitza Bi Ikara Dach Mils Dilo Boy Kli. It's a classic brisker Chiddush. Coming to without getting into the question he's trying to answer. Kemitza Yisodinehi Avodas Yad. Kemitza has to be done by the Gufa the Kohen Midin Avoda. Malika has to be done Migufa Kohen Midin Maisa. Not mitzad the avoda, but as the definition of a maisa malika, you need a kohen. For kemitza, it's the avodas kemitza. It's not the maisa kemitza. You might have an afkamina, could you use a different part of the body of the kohen? There's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos and Chulin on Daf Chaf. What about the tooth of the kohen? If we could imagine. Could you use the tooth of the kohen for malika? It's machlokas Rashi and Tosfos there. Tosfos says, Rashi, what are you talking about? Tosa says, of course you can't use the tooth. After all, it's not his yamin. So Tosa's answer is, no. The only problem is using small. And a tooth is better than small. It's not a problem of yamin. Tosa's question and answer on Rashi in Chul and Daf Chaf. But getting back to this for a minute, says the Briskarov, that could be a nafkamina whether you need the guf of the Kohen midin avoda or midin maisa. If you need it midin avoda, then you might have to use that part of the Kohen that it's specified, avodas yad. Masha'ekein, when it comes to, what does Argamara say? Argamara says, ba'atzmo shel Kohen. That's be'yad shel Kohen, ba'atzmo shel Kohen. It's in the maisa. You need the atzmo shel Kohen to do the maisa. So then there might be flexibility. And that's how Rashi in Chulun Daf Chaf might say that the Kohen could use his tooth, even though it's not yamin, because it's just a problem of smol, but you don't dafka need yamin. That's Tosfos in Chulin and Daf Chaf, and that's the Brisker Rav on page Mem Zayin here in Tzulei Magdashim. Okay, and the Rav Chanan just points out that Havamina Maskana of Tosfos of whether Shein Mechuberes is better or is worse than smol. Okay, so we continue now. So that's an important point about Malika versus Kibitza. Six lines up from where it gets wide. Yachol yimlakena bemi lamala bemi lamata. So now I might think you could do malika above or below the chutasikrata. Malomar umalak vehiktir. Ma'aktara barosh mizbeach, just like aktara is done near the top of the mizbeach. Af malik on the top of the mizbeach. Af malika barosh mizbeach. So to malika must be done near the head of the mizbeach. Umalak, next phrase, next word. Umalak mimul oref. And you have to do malika from the back of the neck. Ata omer mimul oref, oeno elam atzavar. How do you know this malika means that? Maybe this malika means from the, just use a fingernail, but means from the neck. Like you check the other animals. Why? Because only by chatas ha'of, that to say specifically that it has to be min ha'oref. But by olas ha'of, it does not. So we're talking about the Dashi, the Pesukim here by olas ha'of. So maybe you have to do Malika, but maybe it's like other karbanos. Vidinu. So the Gemara says, we would learn it as follows. Nemar kan umalak, v'nemar lahalan umalak. Malahalan mi mal'oref, just like v'chatas is mi mal'oref. Afkami mol oref. So you compare chatas to ola. Imalahalan molik veinam avdil. Afkan molik veinam avdil. You might say that if you compare it, that just like by chatas, you're not allowed to totally separate it. What does that mean? We had yesterday machlokas Rashi Rambam. Right? Rashi says that it means you do not decapitate. Rambam says it means you do not cut both simanim. Just one. So you might say that same thing by Ola. Tabalomar umalak vehiktir. Mahaktara harosh la'atzmo v'haguf la'atzmo. Just like by burning. By the Ola, it's separate. Af Malika, Harosh La'atzmo, V'aguf La'atzmo. It's totally separation. By an Ola Sa'of. Uminayin Shaktaras Harosh Ba'atzmo, V'aguf Ba'atzmo. How do you know Haktar itself? Shademar, Behiktir, Oso. Burn it. Hare Haktaras Aguf Amura. You know Haktaras Aguf. Hamani Makayim, Behiktir, Hamizbecha. So what do I do with that pasuk? Of burn it on the Mizbech, Behaktaras Harosh. Hakasav Medaber. That you put it on the Mizbech. Again, remember, by olas ha'of is different than olas behema. Olas behema, first you skin the animal, right, and then it's burned on the mizbeach. Mashenke, when it comes to ola, you know, you do malika, and then you do malicha, as we had yesterday. Every carbon, I'll call carbon chatak of melach, and then you burn makter the head, and then afterwards you makter the guf. That's it. Everything goes on the mizbeach. Next, v'nimsa damo. And then we do mitsui. We squeeze out the blood. Kulo, all the blood. We darshan from that word damo. How do you know that? Because it doesn't say, Rashi says, mi damo. Sometimes when it says mi something, you know it's only part. Right? Min habakar. You know it's everything. The Gemara always darshans lahotzi as blank. Right? Whenever it says mi something. But here it only says damo, not nimsa mi damo. So it's kulo, everything left. Everything left in the neck of the animal has to be squeezed. El kira mizbeach. So what does that teach me? V'lo kir ha-kevesh. And you can't squeeze it to the wall of the kevesh, even though we mentioned earlier in the Masechta, for certain halachos, kevesh has status of mizbeach. Right, we spoke about back on Daf Chav Zayin or so, when we spoke about shalobim komo kim komo dami. Spoke about weidu zrikas. Does the kevesh count for shalobim komo? We're going to have, by the Shem, in a couple of prakim in the ninth parak, we're going to have the parak of mizbech makadesh esaroi lo. So what if something goes up on the kevesh? That's already considered kishem im alu lo yerdu. We're going to have a mishnah that says kishem shemizbech, so to the kevesh. So even though kevesh is like mizbech, has kedushas mizbech for some halachos, but here it's not supposed to be thrown to the wall of the kevesh. V'lo kira kevesh, v'lo kira hechal. And you can't even throw it to the kira of the hechal. What's the havamina? The hechal is more kadosh. So you might think you could throw it to that wall. Kamashbal, and it's not a makam zrika. Ve'eza zezakira elyon. You have to throw it to the top half, or the top half of the wall, because after all, we're talking about ola sa'of. Right? Chatas behema. Remember, chatas behema zrika is above, and olas behema zrika below. And by birds, it switches. Ola sa'of, zrika is above, and chata sa'of, zrika is below. So, ena elakira tachtot, or I might have thought that you could do it below the chutas rikra, by ola sa'of. V'dinu, and I would have said, kalvachober. Ma behema shechata salamala, ola salamata, if a behema has its chata salamala, and yet its ola is lamata, of shechata salamata, eno dich ola salamata. So, surely a bird's ola, a bird ola should be able to be sprinkled below. Tabalomar umalak vehiktir v'nimsa damo. So what do you get from there? V'chisay la'adaitacha la'akter shehiktir chozer umamatze. What do you mean? You already umaktir it. What does it mean v'nimsa damo after you umaktir it? Everything's burned already. So elalomar l'cha, no, it's to teach me that it should be in the same place. Ma'ak tarab roshem izbeach, af mitzi roshem izbeach. But even though you do the mitzi beforehand, that's why you have that extra lashon mitzui to teach me it's done in the makom ha-haktara. Ha-ketzad, meaning, what do you do? Here it is. Hayolah ba-kevesh, shavana la-sovev. What happens? You go up the ramp, and then you turn onto the sovev, the ledge sticking out, halfway up the mizbeach. Uvalo the keredirom is mizrachis. And you come to the southeast corner. Remember, you only go to the southwest corner for olas sa'of, our mishnah said, when it gets too crowded. On the southeast corner. Remember, there were six things done on the southwest corner. three things above and three things below. The three things above were Nisach HaMayim, Nisach HaYayin, and Olas HaOf. When it gets too busy on the southeast corner, you do it on the southwest corner, and that's what the Gemara proved, that Kohanim had great pitchers, right? Because they had a great arm. He had to throw it over 31 amas from on a diagonal to the other side of the Kevesh. So that, but usually it's done on the southeast corner. Like here, you go up and he makes it right. Hayamolik gets Rosh Mimol Arpa. And then what does he do? He separates the head, Mimol Arpa, Umavdil. And he separates, either both Simanim or totally. Umamatsa Midama Kir Mizbeach. And then he does Mitsui, right? He squeezes the blood against the wall of the Mizbeach. Im asa lamata meraglov afilu ama kishera, says the Tanakama, that if he, let's say for some reason, he wanted to do the mitzui below where he is standing. So the Gemara says, the Brisa says, kishera, it's kosher. Why? Because the sovev that he's standing on is still one ama above the chuta sikra. And therefore, even if he does it below the sovev, as long as it's still above the chuta sikra, that's still considered lamala. That's considered the top half of the mizbeach, and therefore he can even do it there. Rabbi Nechemya, Rabbi Elazar, Ben Yaakov Omrim, they say, kol atzma einasis ela barosha mizbeach. They say, no, it's got to be done barosha mizbeach. Got to be done barosha mizbeach, meaning it's got to be close to the place of haktara, like the drasha we had earlier from the pasuk. Maktar barosha mizbeach, av mitzi barosha mizbeach. So it's got to be done there. My binayu, so lamay nafkamina, between these two shitas, they both, even the Tadakaba holds that it's got to be done on the top half of the mizbeach. It's just that you could do it an ama below the sovev, as long as it's still above the chuta sikra. So lamay nafkamina halachically, abaya varava, dami travayu, osim ma'aracha al gabi sovev, ikibinayu. The nafkamina is, what happens if you built a place to burn this olas ha'of on the sovev? You built a little firewood pile and burn it on the sovev. So then, where would you, are you allowed to do that? And memela, you know whether you're allowed to do the sprinkling, the mitzui underneath. According to the second sheet of Blazer Ben Yaakov and Reb Nechemya, you're not allowed to do that. So therefore, the only place you're going to be mocked here is on top of the mizbeach. That's why the blood's got to be somewhere close by. The Tadakama holds that no, you could build a mizbeach, you could build a ma'aracha on this sovev. So memela, because you can, so one ama under it is considered karav l'makam haktara. And that's why it would be, everybody agrees you need karav l'makam haktara. The machlokas is, can you make the sovev into a makam haktara? Right, the Tadakaba says, yes. Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, and Reb Nechemya say, no. Okay, that is the machlokas. Okay, good, let's continue now. Balo l'guf. So we get to the rest of the avoda that the Mishnah discussed, and come to the guf of the oaf, and then you take out the parts of it and throw it into the deshen, and then you burn the rest. Tanur Rabbanan, the haser es mur aso benot sasa. You take the kohen removes the food from the inside. Zez zefek, that's the crop, right? Which is described as a place before the food gets totally digested. That's what you take out, where the food is not totally disgusting yet. It just went into the animal. That's the part of the animal that you got to take out and not burn. You throw that into the deshen. Yochol yakti b'staka v'yitzlenu. You might think that you might be able to get this out using a knife and taking it out just from the inside, but leaving basically the outside of the burnt hole. Tamalomar b'notza sa. Don't tell us. Hanotza ima. No, you got to take the outside, the skin and the feathers with it. So you just got to cut the bird from the outside and put that in the deshin. Abba Yossi ben Chanan Omer, notla venotla kurkaban ima. You not only take that, you take the kurkaban. The kurkaban is where it's already digested. Right? It's translated as the gizzard. Right? The place where everything is disgusting already. Rashi explains. How do you know that? Because notsa is a lashon of disgusting. Dabar maos. Disgust. That's how you know that included in here is not just in the first place where it goes into the bird, but in the second place where it's disgusting already. Tibei Rabbi Yishmael Tana, benotza sa, benotza shalah, with its feathers, kodra besaka kibin aruba. You kind of make a window. Meaning you cut, including the outside skin and feathers. According to the discuss, is there a machlokas here? Just making different drushes doesn't sound like there's a machlokas. According to the second shita and the third shita, it's all about cutting the skin also. I wanted to do this specifically. Again, I think the Sefer Chinuch mentioned, there are many messages to karbanis. If we look at every prat of every detail of every karban, you're right, there's a lot that we might not understand. What's the message of dafka cutting the bird with the skin and the feathers and not with the skin and the feathers? We can't understand every single detail. But we just have to know this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And therefore, we follow his dictates even to the last detail. Okay, weiter. Shisav lo hivdil. So the Gemara continues that you rip, the coin rips open, rips in half the carbon. Tan Rabbanan, v'shisa, and shisa elabiyah, shisa has to be done with one's hands, not with a knife. V'cheinu om, there's a lot of hand actions by the Avodas Ha'of, right? Malika, shisia, how do you know that? From Shimshon. V'cheinu omer, v'yishasehu, kishas agdi. Shimshon ripped the lion in half, like ripping apart a gedi. So we use that to talk about birds. So if a Shimshon could do animals, then every Kohen could do birds. So Kohen's got to be strong. He's got to be have a good arm. He has to be able to handle seeing a lot of blood. No, Kohen's got to do a lot. Got to be a balanced, have a lot of equilibrium to his personality. He's got to be in shape. Right, Kohen's got to start preparing themselves in their mind, in their head. Anyway, lo heiser is amur avachulu. I'm not a Kohen, so I can lumdicize the blood. I don't have to look at it. Unless I want to do shechita k'sher bizarre. I think I'll hold like the shitas though that say, oh, l'chadchila b'kohen, make it into an avoda, shluch adam kamoso. No, shechita and mila I could pass up. Okay, masnisa delokor blazer reb shemin, vaitis. Lo heiser is amur avachulu. The Mishnah continued and said, if I do the wrong avoda by the chatas and the ola, meaning if I'm mavdil by a chadas ha'of, or I am not mavdil by an olas ha'of, that's pasul. So the Gemara says, "Masisa d'lo k'Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon." The Mishnah is not like Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. D'tanya, "Amar Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, shamati shemavdilin b'chadas ha'of." I heard that sometimes you can be mavdil by chadas ha'of, and it can even be a kosher animal. So my b'nai, what's the machlokas about? We have a machlokas tanoim here. If by chadas ha'of, you're not supposed to totally decapitate the bird. So by chadas ha'of, if I did, it's kosher or not. Our Mishnah says pasul. Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon says kosher. What's the machlokas about? We are going to have three possibilities. Three possibilities. What the machlokas is about? Number one. Amar Rav Chisda, mitzui chatas ha'of ma'aki v'kabinayu. The machlokas is whether by chatas ha'of mitzui is also done. The problem is going to be, and this is from the Mishnah we're going to see later on, a chatas ha'of is going to be pasul if you do the maisa of an olas ha'of on it. If I have a chatas ha'of and I do exactly what I'm supposed to do to an olas ha'of, then I'm going to pasul up that chatas ha'of. So what does an olas ha'of require? Olas ha'of requires two actions besides malika. You have to totally separate the head and you have to squeeze out the blood, mitzui. So the question is, by chatas ha'of, if I, by mistake, or for some reason, separate it, that's already one action that the ola usually has. So now if I'm going to do mitzui to this chatas, it's going to be exactly what an ola has to go through, that's going to pasul. So the machlokas is, you have to do mitzui by the chatas. That's the machlokas. Tanakhava savar, the Tanakhama holds mitzui chatas ha'of ma'akev. You have to do mitzui by chatas. Usually, chatas ha'of, you don't do havdalah. You don't separate, you only do mitzui. So it's not like an ola. But here, if you do havdalah to the chatas, and then you're going to do the mitzui, so it's exactly like the ola, that's why it's going to be a problem according to the Tanakhama. The kiva, the mitzui dam ma'akev, since the mitzui dam is ma'akev even by a chatas, ka'avin ma'isa ola b'chatas ha'of. And therefore, that's a problem. That's going to pasul up the carbon. For Rabbi Elazar, Reb Shimon savar, Reb Shimon says, no, mitzui chatas ov lo ma'akev. You don't have to do mitzui by the chatas. And therefore, so what that you did avdala, that's only one thing that happens to an ola. But if you don't do mitzui, it's not exactly what an ola gets, and therefore it's going to be kosher. U'machatech basa ba'almahu. Okay, you happen to cut it too much, but that's not going to pasul up the carbon. That is option one. Option two, what is the machlokas about? Rava Amar. Shehia b'simin sheni ba'olas. The Mishnah says later on. The Mishnah we're going to have in the next parak says beferish that apostles it. Even though you're doing it in the makam of the chatas ha'of, you're doing it below the chutas sikra. But if you do a chatas she'asa ma'isa ka'ola, that's apostle. Right? You look at the next parak. Tomorrow's daf. First Mishnah. Chatas ha'of she'asa lamata b'kamaisa chatas shem chatas k'shera. But if you did kamaisa chatas l'shem ola, kamaisa ola l'shem chatas, kamaisa ola l'shem ola, psula. Right, there it is. Kamaisa ola. If you do it like a maisa ola, even l'shem chatas, it's going to be pasul. So that's number one. Number two, Rava Amar.
Sorry, we don't have that with any other carbonos.
By other carbonos, usually it's going to be clearer that it's going to be, if you do it the wrong way, you know, it's going to be a problem. Right, it's going to possible it anyway. So you don't really have the metzias by others. And we possible that the zrikas are ma'akev. Only right. One zrika right. Is ma'akev. So you're not going to have it so much by other. My ophos is really where it comes up. Because you have a different physical action that you do to the animal. That's what, by other karbanos, you don't really have that. It's just a question of quantity. Here it's quality. Rava Amar, Vaiter, number two. Shehiya besimin sheni ba'olas ha'of ma'akev yikibinayu. What does that mean? Shehiya, if we have time, we'll talk about it, is one of the five psulei shechita. Bezrat Hashem, we're going to learn Maseches Chulin this coming summer, after we get through Selachim and Menachos, Bezrat Hashem, Chulin, and the first parak of the first two prakim of Chulin, talk about shechita. We're going to learn about the five psulei shechita. One of them is shehiya. Shehiya means a delay. Right, just like Shehiya before Shabbos, you delay and put food on the blech before Shabbos, that's Shehiya. But Shehiya and Hilchos Shechita is that I delay during the Maaseh Shechita, there's some type of delay. How much delay? But that's a psul. You gotta do Shechita straight. You can't have any hefsek in Shechita. But if I delay, that's one of the psulei Shechita. That's in Yerodeya in Simen Chav Gimel, which we'll read if we have time. First we're gonna try to get through the answers. So, with that in our background, let's discuss this as well. One more point the background Rashi tells us, and that is, we know usually, a shchitas behema, one has to cut two simanim. A shchitas oaf, one has to cut one simon. That's usually the rule. Right, by chulin. Shchitas oaf is one simon. By chatas oaf, also one simon. By olas haof, all of a sudden, you have to cut two simanim. Or even go all the way through. Why is that? Why is Olas Ha'of, do you have to cut two simanim? Is it because Malika by Olas Ha'of is defined as two simanim? Just like a behema? The whole thing is defined as Malika? Or no? Just like the Chatas, Malika is one simon. The second simon is because there's a mitzvah havdalah. It's a separate mitzvah, but it's not part of the Malika. L'may nafkamina, what if you have a delay in the middle? If the whole thing is defined as a Malika, then Shehiya is going to be a problem in the middle. Because there's a delay in the middle of your Maisa Malika. But if you say that no, the Malika is the Malika, just like Chatos. There's a separate mitzvah Havdalah to keep going. So then there's no problem within the middle. Because the second part, the second Simen, is not considered part of the Malika. So now, with all that background, we come to Rava. Rava Amar. Shehiya besimen sheni ba'olas of ma'akiv ikibinayu. Is Shehiya in the second Simen of the Olas of, is that going to be ma'akiv? So that's the machlokas. Remember, you went all the way through by a chatas ha'of, but you had a shehiya here. You had a delay in between the first and second siman. Why do you have a delay? We're going to have later on, but in a couple of minutes, when you do the malika, you start with the back of the neck of the animal, you cut the first siman, then you go back around and cut more of the skin and fat of the animal. You can't do that first because then the animal will already be dead before you cut the siman. And then it'll be a nevela. So first you have to cut the simen, the Gemara is going to describe. Then you have to cut, this is all with a fingernail, right? That's why it's avod the kashish of a mikdash, as we said. Remember, yes, 2 days ago? Especially if you do this all with your right hand, right? You're not even holding it with your left hand. Avod the kashish of a mikdash. So you cut the simen, then you have to come back and cut a bunch of the fat and the skin of the animal. Then you cut the second simen. So you're going to have a delay. So if you say, by Ola, you don't do that because you got to cut both simanim, so then you do that by chatas. So in Mela, it's not going to be considered a Maisa Ola. But if you say you don't need that by Ola, so then you're going to say that it's okay to have the delay, and therefore you're doing something that you could have done by Ola, which is going to pass the Chatos. So let's see that inside. Tanakama Savar, Shehiya Besimin Sheni Ba'olas Ovla Ma'akev. The Tanakama says, by an Ola, only the first Simin is considered the Maisa Malika. That's it. So if you have a delay after the first Simin, it's okay by Ola. If it's okay by Ola, then if you do it by Chatas, that's a problem. Because now you just did the Maisa Ola by Chatas. Even though you delayed, you did a Maisa Ola by Chatas, and therefore it's going to passel the carbon. Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon Savar, no, Ma'akev. By Ola, it is Ma'akev. You can't have any delay by Ola. So since you do have a delay by Chatas, that saves us. V'kiva t'shayei mechatech baser ba'almahu. And therefore it's not considered a Maisa Ola done on a Chatas, and therefore it's going to be kosher. Because it's not considered that you did a Maisa Ola on a Chatas. That is all number two. It's a beautiful Rashi. Rashi explains everything I just said. Outside Lundis, big, very tremendous Lundis. How do you look at Malikas Olas Ha'of? Are both Simanim part of the definition? Only one, and then there's a Maisa Avdala? Rashi talks like a brisker. Okay, Abaya Omar. I should say the Briskers got it from Rashi. Okay, Abaya Omar. Third, Rov Basar Ma'aki V'Kibinayu. Maybe the Machlokas is whether you do exactly what I just described by Achatas. Whether you go around. Everybody agrees that it's going to be a problem. But do you do it? Do you do it by Achatas? That's the machlokes. If you do it by chatas, that's going to be a problem. If you don't do it by chatas, then it's not going to be a problem. If you don't do it by chatas, then it's going to be exactly the same as the ola, and then mamela, it's going to be pasal. Obitplukta, the period. Those are the three answers. So now we're just going to say there were two other rabbis that gave two of these answers. Obitplukta, the Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Shua, Barav Yitzchak, Chadam, Rashi Hiya, Besimin Sheni, Bolas, Aof, Ma'akevi, Gibinayu. One of them said, suggestion number two. The Chadamar, Rov Basar Ma'akevi, Gibinayu. One of them said number three. Semicolon. Michlal, the Be'ina, the Rov Basar, Betchila. Does everybody agree that you need to cut rov basar, meaning you have to cut the extra skin and fat after you do first simen? Does everybody agree to that? The Gemara says, "In yes." The Atanya, because the Brisa describes it. Ketzan molken chatas ha'ov. How do you do chatas ha'ov? Chotech shidra umafrekes below rov basar. You have to go straight through the spinal cord from the back, because you're cutting from the back of the neck by malika. Without robusser, without getting the extra skin and the fat, because cutting that, Rashi explains, would make the animal already an avela. So you go straight through achamegiel aveshet alakana until you get to one of the simanim, the windpipe or the food pipe. Higiel aveshet alakana. Once you get there, chotech simen echad. Once you get there, you cut that one simen. It's all tiny, by the way. The neck of the animal is tiny. You got to be an expert. Chotech simen echad. O rubo virov basar imo. And then you cut robusser. You come like kind of back to the neck and cut rov basar, and then you go, then that's all you have to do by chatas, right? By only have to do one simen. Uba ola shayim arov shnayim. But by ola you do two simanim or rov simanim, right? Rubo kakulo, and then in that way one would be able to do the mitzvah of malika, the animal, without making the animal a trefa before it is done. And just to end off, this is the halachat Shulchan Aruch in Simen Chav Gimel. In Simen Chav Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch talks about Shehiya, the Psul Shehiya, Kol Tabach, She'eni Yodei Hilcha Shchita, Osir Lechol Mishchidaso, the Elu Hain, Shehiya, Drasa, Chalada, Hagrama, Ikur, Simen Chav Gimel. That's it, right here. The five Pulei Shchita. What's Shehiya? Hare Shehizcha Lishchot, V'higbiya Yado, Kodem Shehigmar Shchita, V'shaha, Bein B'shogeg, Bein B'mezid, Bein B'onis, Bein B'ratzon, U'bahu O'acher V'gamar Shchita. If you waited, if you were delayed enough time, without getting into the details, Shchitaso Psula. That is the Psul known as Shehiya. Psul known as Shehiya. Now, what about the other ones? The Simen Chav Dalid talks about the others. Drasa, Shiniya Chasakar Al-Tzavar, V'dachad, V'chad. If you go karate chop, right, that's not how you shecht. We shecht with back and forth motions. That's shchita. If you karate chop, that's drasa. That's trampling. You're trampling on the neck. Drasa. Chalada is from the word chulda, right, a weasel. He goes under. So if you went under the simanim, instead of shechting them straight as you have the neck upside down of the animal, that's chalada. And then you have hagrama. Hagrama is where does it describe Hagrama? Ikur is where Hagrama Ketzad, here it is, Chaftal Yud Beis, that Shochet Bakana Lamala Mimakadita Roy Lishchita. Hagrama is you shech the animal, but in a place too high or low from the Makam Shchita. You shech the animal, but Chazal say there's a certain area of the neck that must be cut. Hagrama is you shech outside. And Ikur is where the part of the pipes involved already got uprooted from their connection to the animal before you cut it. That's one of the pshatim of Iker. Okay, but this is all Simen Chav Gimel, Simen Chav Dalid of Hilcha Shchita and Yeredeya. But here we spoke about one of them. Shehi is one of the Psule Shchita, and it related to our discussion. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and everybody should have a Guten Shabbos and a Guten Shabbos Shira. We'll continue with more bird discussion on Sunday.